Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Baldwin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Ferguson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Harris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Rasmussen. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Eric Rasmussen. And now, play ball. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Ferguson and he is safe. Mozilli steals second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rasmussen covering, for the out. Mozilli moves to third. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mozilli scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milner. The throw from Ferguson to Templeton and they have Milner trapped. The throw over to Hernandez, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton strikes out. There goes Mumphrey. The throw from Stearns to second, and Mumphrey is out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson hits a fly ball into right field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Baldwin hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rasmussen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 1 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Templeton for the out. Mumphrey moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mumphrey scores. It's Mets, 1, Cardinals, 1. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Brock steals second. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack bunts in front of the plate. Ferguson fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to third. Mozzilli moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. There goes Mozzilli trying to get to home. Brock throws the ball into Ferguson who tags Mozzilli, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Milan moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Milner reaches second base with a double. Milan scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool is walked intentionally. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball towards right. Baldwin catches it and throws to first to double up Harris. Two outs. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rasmussen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Rasmussen covering, for the out. One out. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-2 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Brock steals second. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferguson hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. Matlack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mazzilli takes first base on ball 4. Matlack moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matlack moves to third. Mazzilli moves to second. Mike Wallace now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepe Manguil now playing left field. John Milner now playing first base. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Anderson pinch hits for Mike Wallace. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvarado goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Lee Richard pinch runs for Mike Anderson. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mumphrey hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Baldwin hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips pinch hits for Leo Foster. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Brown pinch runs for Mike Phillips. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for John Matlack. Doug Coppola now pitching. Mike Vale pinch hits for Bruce Boisclair. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's Mets, 4, Cardinals, 4. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Mozzilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roy Steger now playing third base. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-3 in the game. Templeton takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. One out. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-3 in the game. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Templeton moves to second. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Ted Simmons pinch hits for Hector Cruz. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baldwin. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Templeton scores. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Sam Mejias pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Sam Mejias now playing right field. Jerry Mumphrey now playing center field. Vic Harris now playing third base. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milan takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to second. Templeton drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Templeton. Milner moves to second. One out. Tom Walker now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 4 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner scores. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 4 in the game. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baldwin for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.